This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the name of Jesus. And sorry we got a recording schedule messed up. Been pretty busy these last few days, and I appreciate my wife putting the video on the other morning. Of course, I've encouraged her to do a lot more, so maybe those of you that enjoyed her, maybe we'll get her to do more than what she's doing. And that gift and call and that wisdom of God has definitely been placed in her life. But, you know, we are in a situation in this earth that man's never faced before. And on the 22nd of March, the Lord spoke to me and he said, I have allowed this virus to come in and stand the world still. And he said, I have stood the world still for one purpose, and that's to bring my body together all over the world to seek my face. And then the Lord went on and gave us instruction, told us what to seek for, told us where to focus our prayer. And you need this information in your spirit. So here on our YouTube channel, go to March the 22nd, 2020. And the name of the service, it was on a Sunday, is The Word of the Lord to the Nations. And God spoke to me, told me that he had brought this virus, told me what to do about it, told me to tell people what to do about it. So we are in a time that the church has not faced since its conception nearly 2,000 years ago. So we need to hearken to the voice of the Lord. And the one thing the Lord did was he instructed us on the 22nd to go into 30 days of intense or fervent prayer. So not only do we need to be praying, and we need to focus in prayer. And see, the thing is, God has put a lot of people off the job so they could do this. This is not, I know it's a little inconvenient financially, but I believe God's going to take care of everything. But he has brought the body of Christ together from all over the world, and he's saying, seek me, and get in a heart to seek me and a mind to seek me, and seek me 30 days in fervent prayer, or intense prayer is the words the Lord used. Never had the Lord use those words with me before. But I want to encourage you to get into intense or fervent prayer and focus. You know, I think I brought this out before when Elijah went to pray in 1 Kings 17. He went to Ahab and he said, Ahab, there's not going to be any rain or dew except according to my word. Now, I don't know if God spoke to him beforehand or after, but when Elijah prayed, the Bible said that's the one thing he focused on. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and the Bible said it rained not for the space of 3 years and 6 months. So he prayed earnestly, intently, fervently. However you want to put it, he put effort in that prayer and he focused on that one thing and he sought God. Sometimes you have got to let things go and quit trying to pray about everything in the world when you go to prayer. There's times to pray about things. There's times to pray about your problems. There's time to pray about different situations in life. But when we come before the Lord like this, we should be targeting our prayer and focusing our prayer on what God's instructed us to do, or for the things that we need God to do in the body. So whatever's left of this time, I'm not even sure. All I know is we started on the 22nd of March, and he said 30 days. So that's going to take us right up to around the 21st or 22nd of April. So I think today's, what, the 9th, somewhere in there, maybe 11 days. But let's get in this prayer. It's not too late, and let's focus on what God's telling us about prayer and about how to pray. And when we're going into this prayer, then we need to be sure that our hands are clean and our hearts pure. You know, the Lord told us in his word, he said, cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. He told us that in the book of James. Well, as I was preparing to do this video tonight, the Lord spoke into my spirit out of Hebrews 12 in verse 1, and that's what I'm going to read from. And he said here, "Wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that was set before us." And so the Lord is saying here, the writer is saying here, which we believe that Paul wrote most of Hebrews, and he's saying, "Wherefore seeing you've got so many great men of God," because in Hebrews chapter 11, that's all he does is talk about men and women of faith. And he talks about these great giants of faith. So he's saying, "Seeing you're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses," or there's been so many people gone before you that have been great witnesses, and cloud represents people in the Bible. So he said, "Seeing you're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses," he said, "it's time to lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset you." You've got to have your spirit right and your heart right when you go to prayer. When you set your heart to seek God, your hands should be clean and your heart should be pure, because the word righteousness means in right standing with God. And if you're in right standing with God and praying and do your best to live upright, there should be no reason why God shouldn't hearken to our prayer. So let's examine our spirits. Let's present ourselves to God, and let's examine ourselves. Let's get our hearts right so we can get into this prayer these next few days and move God to do something in the earth. May God bless you.